Thank you for downloading Kentico CMS. In this video, we will look at how you can manage your site content. Understanding how to edit site content and manage your website pages is an important part of your Kentico CMS installation. These tasks are accomplished using CMS Desk. CMS Desk is the main tool for content editors. CMS Desk is broken into several areas to make it easier for content editors to work within the environment. First is a site selection dropdown that is used to navigate between different sites. A current user display that identifies the current logged in user. A main menu that contains a content, my desk, tools, and administration tab. View mode selection buttons that allow content editors to choose between editing, preview, or live site. A document actions toolbar that contains buttons for creating new documents, as well as buttons for deleting, copying, moving, and sorting existing documents. A what you see is what you get, or WYSIWYG editor, that is available across the entire system for editing and creating content. A content tree that displays the website structure and can be used to organize the existing site structure. A page editing mode window for editing page templates, design, and document properties and their management. And finally, this is an example page that contains an editable region web part that allows text entry directly on the page. Using an editable region, we can edit text directly on the page. We start by selecting the existing text. We're going to go ahead and delete that out. Then we're going to replace it with "Welcome to our new website." And then using the WYSIWYG editor, we can go ahead and provide formatting. If we wanted to set our formatting to a heading 1, and maybe we wanted to make it bold, and then when we click Save, we've now updated our site, and we can check it and see what it looks like on our live site. Let's expand this out a little bit and include an image. We can do this by going back into Edit, and within Edit and our main text, let's go ahead and add an image. We can do this by selecting Quickly Insert an Image, and this allows us to pick an image up from our local machine, and it will be included directly within our editable region. Let's just pick up a simple image. We'll save that in, and you can see it's now been added. And if I hit Save, and then go back out to our live site, you can see that we've now included an image in basically one click. Let's go ahead and add in a link, which is another common thing that we want to do as we're editing content. We can go back into Edit, and within here, we're going to say, in our new site, please see our new product pages. We'll create a link to our new product pages. We'll select the text. We're going to select Link. And the Insert Link webpage dialog gives us the ability to see our content tree on our left. And within our content tree, we can select products where we want to create our link to, and then hit Insert. And as you can see, we've now got our text. If we save it and then go back out to our live site, you can see that we now have a link to our new product pages. We can also change the look and feel of our existing page. Let's select Edit and then select Design. Design gives us a visual layout of our page. As you can see, it's broken into several zones, and each zone contains different web parts. If we wanted to move our polls web part from zone left to zone right, we simply drag and drop it, and then once again, we can check our live site to see what it looks like. It's important to understand that each page contains a set of properties. We can look at these properties by selecting Edit and then selecting Properties. And within the properties, we can look at any metadata that may have been set up for a page. For our home page, we have a simple page title of "This is our home page." If we want it, we can inherit off of what's available from the system. We can also specify various page descriptions or page keywords. These are important in how we think about SEO within our site. Within Kentico CMS, SEO can be managed from a central sitemap. This is available within Site Manager, and Site Manager is typically the tool that's going to be used by developers and site administrator to manage system-wide settings. Settings for SEO and URL are available under your settings, and under settings, you select URLs and SEO. This gives me the ability to modify and control how the system works with things like forbidden characters. One of these is the Google Sitemap URL. By default, we populate this with googlesitemap.xml, and this is a page that's automatically created. Our existing sitemap can be viewed if we open up a new browser window. We enter where our current site is running, CMS pages, and then googlesitemap.aspx. And this will render out our existing sitemap, which corresponds to our content tree. This is also updated on the fly. So if we added a new page, we switch back to CMS Desk. We can right-click on Services, and we're going to create a new page. Pages are created based off of templates. We're going to create a simple article list, and we're going to call this page Test, and then save it. As you can see, it's created the page based on the template, and then I would go ahead and populate it. But if we wanted to look at what it would look like in our sitemap, let's go ahead and refresh our sitemap, and we'll search for Test, and as you can see, it's now available within the sitemap. Let's see how the sitemap gets affected if we move around our page. If we go back to CMS Desk, our page currently exists under the Services folder. If we wanted to move this into the Products folder, we could actually do it one of two ways. We could either drag and drop it directly, meaning I could take it and drag it down to Products and let it go. And as you can see, it's going to ask me if I want to move the selected document. Or, if I move it back up to Services, I can move it by selecting Test and then selecting Move. The Move Document webpage dialog will allow me to move the document visually. So I could select Products and select Move, and this will move it just as well. Now that I've moved this page, if we go back into our sitemap, we'll refresh it, and you'll notice that our sitemap now has it located under Products. In this tutorial, you've seen how to manage your site content using Kentico CMS. If you have any issues during your trial, please feel free to send a message to support@kentico.com, and we will make sure that we help you.